views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh so very loved and darn sexy people. Oh my gosh, what information I have for you today. I'm so excited. I know I start most of the shows off like this, but the information just keeps pouring in, and the understanding of it just keeps expanding, and it's just really exciting. So let me dive in. Anyway, let me just, if you know you're going to want to talk to the channel, and today would be a really good day to do that, press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup for me. Okay, first of all, if you've ever been thinking about getting a Bubba Bear, now's the time. We've got a contest going on Facebook for a $200 gift certificate. So anybody that gets one, sends one, is entered for that $200 gift certificate. And I'm happy to say that have been invited to bring him on Autism Live on March 30th. We're really trying to see if children on the autistic spectrum, I've been getting emails that some children on the autistic spectrum really are relating to Bupalapalu. So if you have a child or a grandchild on the autistic spectrum, I would love for you to email me, and I will get back to you. Okay, guys, this next webinar, Lord have mercy, you are going to want to be on this next webinar, Money Makes the World Go Around. Marilyn Janae, I've talked about her. She's a money guru. She's the one, probably the biggest person that shifted my financial life when I worked with her a few years ago. She is an incredible manifester. I know. I do the work. I do her work. And I started doing more of her work, it occurred to me, about 4 weeks ago when we were just talking about, you know, getting together for a webinar. And it occurred to me during the week, that's when all this money that fell into my lap from Social Security came in after I had been doing some of her work. So I think you should be there. Of course, I don't do any webinars where I think you shouldn't be there. So you'll know, go inside. As you know, I don't ever want you to miss a webinar if you are strapped for money. So, of course, this is the webinar you should be doing if you're strapped for money. I test everybody that asks, for a scholarship, and there are people that have donated some scholarships, some of our beautiful people. Thank you. I love you. And but just know, you know, that if you're going out and getting a Starbucks, probably you can afford to do this webinar. So that's something to look at right there is, do I put my money toward my own betterment, okay, in a higher way? Of course, I'm going to channel financial energetic blocks and the highest general info around money, which I have a lot of information for you today. Okay, so I was doing this private session for someone in the community who came out to the house, and I was explaining that I was understanding more, again, the spiritual, the scientific, and religious are all coming together. And that I was really understanding now that on the sheets that we use, the 25, 30 years of information that is included on the sheets now, when it says integrated, all energy is integrated into my divine self, that means the superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious. Now, the superconscious already knows we're God and our own creators. Our conscious mind is beginning to accept that and say that. And it's the little subconscious mind. We've just kind of got to love it over into retraining what we want it to know. Because, again, remember, it just takes on what it keeps hearing. It just takes on what it keeps seeing on TV. Unless you are consciously and with humor and with love redirecting it. So how do we do that? We were sitting and Lynn said, oh, gosh, Dee, it's kind of daunting. So I have to retrain my subconscious around money, and I have to retrain my subconscious around my body, and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, it hit me right between my eyes that if we lovingly get our subconscious on board with I create me, then everything else obviously has to fall in place. If I create me and I can really get my subconscious to understand, accept, and own that truth, then I know I create money, then I know I create my body, then I know I create my relationships. So right before this show, I sat down and I said, okay, my subconscious knows that, and I got to know. I said, well, I want to take on to the show today. What do we have to do to get it to shift? Now, this is how life works. Yesterday, I was up. I always take a whole day and spend with my good friend Tanya Martinez, and we channel and we talk and we create new product to bring out for this year that excites me and serves you, because both those things have to be in place for me. So in creating one of them, I said, you know, I keep hearing, because we are told to claim the cocktail, which is the first five statements put together on sheet one. And if there's any new listeners, you can get the sheets by ordering the balance program on iamdwallace.com. Okay, so we started breaking down through the channel what exactly the cocktail really meant. And I'm going to give it to you really quick. And, of course, I'm going to, well, we actually did. We stopped right there, and I filmed a little thing on this that will be available for you if you're interested. So here it goes. In the ionosphere and beyond, the ionosphere is the electromagnetic belt that goes around the Earth's atmosphere, okay? A radio signal, right? You'll tune it to the frequency. It'll get sent out. It'll hit a tower, and it'll get delivered back to you, and you'll hear the song. Your energetic charge, thought, feeling does the same thing with the ionosphere. In the ionosphere, and even beyond the ionosphere, which means there's a lot of electromagnetic belts that send the energy back. I am creation. And I almost just went past that and I went, oh, wait a minute. What's the highest definition of creation? And the channel said joy and love, not struggle and battle. joy and love literally is the definition of creation, which is why in the last 2 years the channel has underlined it so heavily, given us a lot of practical exercises to do around that. So I am creation. In the ionosphere and beyond, I am joy and love. I am the balance of the frequency. Okay, so we know what balance means, like a teeter-totter. And frequencies make up the electromagnetic spectrum of the Earth. So I am the balance of the frequency of choice and creation. Now, this is a whole new piece of information for me. Choice and creation is one frequency. Choice-creation, choice-slash-creation is one frequency in the radiation of my light. And when we broke down radiation, it meant the sending out and the receiving back of my light. And light was defined as love and my authentic self. Your authentic self is the state of love and joy. And I am the electromagnetic hole within the whole. In other words, I am the charge, the thought, the emotion, the feeling of joy and love in the midst of all possibilities and all other frequencies. Of everything that God or the force or the one energy is made of, in all the different variations of how energy is expressed, I am the choice creation of joy, love. I am the charge that creates. I am the charge, the conduit that makes the connection of choice and creation. I make the connection. My choice through joy and love makes the connection. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice that connects joy and creation. My heart is open, and the channel was adamant about this. Your heart must be open for creation to complete itself. I claim this. I command this. Remember, ask and ye receive. In the original Hebrew, ask was demand, claim or demand. I demand this, claim this, command this for all energy in all dimensions. In all parts of me, the superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious, I am commanding this. I am telling all parts of me, know this now. And we invoke the violet flame and the golden light around this. Now, imagine plugging in. Say you want to plug in a light, right? You want to turn on a light. You plug it into the electrical socket. That makes a connection. If that connection is broken in any way, you can't connect to, get, create, be the light because the connection is broken. So you're trying to get to your own light by connecting your light to choice and creation. So let's break this down as simply as we can. We are the electrical charge through our feelings and our words and our thoughts that creates one frequency of choice creation that communicates and attracts the connection that we want in the midst of all possibilities. We do this through love, joy, and an open heart. A closed heart, fear, anger, etc., will never complete the connection of choice and creation into one frequency and allow the flow of light and manifestation. That's all this information came in so that we could understand this next webinar and the entirety of our work more completely. This is huge. So I want you to read the e-blast tomorrow. It's all about loving your subconscious into getting it on your side, right? Telling it, come on, let's write a new story. The interview, the monthly thing that I do with Jennifer McLean, some amazing information along those lines came through also. And basically, whenever you say but, that's your subconscious telling your story again, the story that you want to give up. So we've really got to love on our subconscious and all of us so that we can move into that new place of choice creation. And love and joy is the way to get there. I know you guys keep hearing it, but how many times do we fall out of love, joy in our daily lives with ourselves to begin with? If you fall out with yourself, you're going to fall out in your creation of what you want, period. I can go to the calls. Okay. Get your questions ready. Press 1 if you want to talk to the channel. Press 1 now. Okay, we're going to start with Evan in California. Good morning. Evan, get off your speakerphone and get on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, baby. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm buzzing with all this information.
Okay. My question is, what do you say about me and John, our relationship?
Okay. Well, why are you asking that question?
Oh, I was just curious to see, like, what the future may bring with us. Are we going to get married or what? Just what do you see?
Okay. So, Evan, are you new to our community?
Yes.
Okay.
My first time calling.
Okay. Well, good. We're glad you did, because I'm going to give you the biggest information to change your life right now. I'm not a sightseer. I'm not a psychic. I don't look into the future. You know why?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I want to give you a piece of information. People who look into the future of you are simply picking up the energy of where you're at right now. You're the creator of your own life. So let me, when I say you, all of you is on board with completing a successful, happy relationship with this guy, I get a no. So what part of you is in doubt? Because if you weren't in doubt, if you absolutely knew, you wouldn't be calling me and wanting to know what I thought. So what part of you is in doubt, baby, about this relationship?
There's no doubt. Everything's good. It's been good for about a year and 2 months. I just wanted to know what you've seen, or, you know, something I should be aware of or something. I don't know. So
yes,
just...
you should be aware that you're in doubt about all relationships because of a former relationship. And your, well, it's really more your subconscious is still going, oh, yeah, I don't want that to ever happen again. So, do you know what relationship I'm talking about?
No, I had a couple of those, so I don't know.
Okay. So, you have to let that go, because you're not going to complete a successful relationship with your new guy while you're still partly in fear that you might be creating the same relationship you had before that you don't want. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get on top with that and go, you know, I'm creating this. Look at all the things that didn't work out in that other relationship. That'll tell you what you don't want, and then start focusing on the creation of what you do want. If the other guy cheated on you, I'm focused on this new relationship being honorable and respectful and knowing that I am honored with truthfulness and fidelity. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's your answer. You do that, this relationship could be a really great happy and fulfilled relationship for you. But you don't want to take your fear into creating that. That's your answer, baby cakes. Good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. We're going to Lisa in Pennsylvania. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
So fabulous. What's up?
Well, I am packing all my husband's stuff today, and I was just wondering if you had, or the channel had any insight to make this a little more peaceful and happy.
Okay, well, you got to let go of the guilt. Are you packing his things because he died or because he's leaving?
Because he cheated, and I'm tired of him telling me he doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got a little theme going here already, right? People that have been disrespected. And so it's interesting to me that you feel guilty that you're packing his things when he has been unfaithful to you. So let's get real clear about what, and guilt's the highest word, yes. Sheep's book. Give me a song, baby cakes.
Forever.
What?
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Well, you see, you're feeling guilty because you didn't create that. So, you know, this creation thing, this responsibility for our creation goes both ways. And you are not responsible for creating him. So I want to get to the part in you might have attracted, and this goes to Evan, too, who we just spoke with. The part of you that attracted somebody that might cheat on you. And we're going to the sheets because you don't ever want to create this again.
No, I'm done.
Here, here, 16. Okay, I'm scared to death to go is the core belief and commitment. So I'm scared to death to commit. And now I'm going to your dad. What does your dad have to do with modeling for you or teaching you that commitment can be scary? Hi, aren't you glad you called?
because he chose to exit life when I was a baby.
Okay. And
he didn't commit to staying.
So you see, let's go back to what we know. We know that most of our brain's done before we're 7 years old. So what does little Lisa put together? Men leave. They abandon me. They leave my life. That's the belief you got to turn around, baby, so you don't attract this anymore. Boy, you're talking to the choir here. I know this one so well. I really have spent a lifetime looking at this in my own relationships. As you know, my dad was an alcoholic who committed suicide. We were very poor because he could never hold a job. My mom was the strong one. She worked. She held us all together. And what do you think I've been doing all my life?
The right? Exact same thing.
Exactly. So it's, pardon the pun, a no-brainer. It's not the cure for cancer, baby. You know, bless him. He served you well by bringing this forward. But you're not doing this anymore. This is not honoring you. You can't love yourself by allowing other people to take advantage of you and not honor you. That's not a definition of self-love. He is taking you out of love and joy, which takes you out of the creation of your life. You've got to leave if he can't change. And I get you done. So,
yes.
So don't play the game with yourself of, I'm going to rape myself even more by feeling guilty and bad about this. I'm going to come forward in strength and love myself because I'm strong enough to love myself enough to do what's good for me now.
So it's not, I feel like I'm giving up on him and him changing. So it's not that.
Okay, how many times have you done this? I'd be giving up too, honey. You want to, I mean, if you want to play it out five more times, that's fine. So you're the only one that can answer that. I can't answer that for you. But you have a lot of the information about where it all started, why you attracted it. You know, you can teach a dog new tricks, but the new dog has to submit to the new training. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, Lisa. So I know it's hard. I'm not trying to not be empathetic. I've been in your shoes also. And when you've loved a person, it's not easy to do this. It's a disruption in your own life. But ultimately, we have got to come forward for our own power now. We've been giving ourselves up too long for other people. Okay, honey?
You're right. Yep, thank you.
All right, you bet. Good luck. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Janice in Utah. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Oh, the minute you got on the phone, like, their energy was bursting through me. I could feel all your thank you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we are breaking a lot of new ground here. So the people who are in the community now, and for all of you that have helped create this and expand this, my sincere gratitude. What can we do for you today, baby?
Hey, I am divine help, but I've had some weird things going on. I'm wondering what's going on with my head.
Okay, Janice, did you hear the butt?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
So the butt means your subconscious. Every time you say, I am divine health, your subconscious goes, no, 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 that's not the story I've got. It started when you were a little girl. They're giving me the age 7 with your mom. What happened around health and wellness around 6, 7, 8, around there?
Well, what came to mind was that she kind of lost it. I think her and my dad had not the greatest relationship. Maybe him and his family drove her a little crazy.
How did she lose it?
Well, she started drinking. She died many years later of cirrhosis.
She went a little nutty, though, they're saying, literally.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And you're having a problem with your head.
Yeah, it's been like real numb and fuzzy and achy and just some weird stuff going on.
Okay, I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
I have to state that since we are dealing with something physical. On a three-dimensional plane, if you can find somebody that does craniosacral adjustments, that might help you. But the energetic source is, are you about the age that she was when she went nutty?
No. I think she kind of, I think she did that off and on all our lives.
Yep, I get a yes on that. Did she, how old was she when she died?
She was 60, and I'm 65.
And you are?
But I would say about this time is when we put her into a rehab.
Yeah.
We forced her into a rehab.
Yeah.
And I thought it was bad.
It's all around this, Janice, your fear, and the cellular memory of everything you went through with her. It occurred to me about a week ago, because my mom was never really sick, but she was always afraid she was going to be sick. And so she would visit doctors all the time. And I started looking at this pattern with myself about a month ago, and I'm going, what the hell am I doing? I was repeating the patterns that my mom had started that I remembered around this age, oh, I better go to the doctor all the time. Now, that's a societal message that's given to us also. So So my mom picked it up from society. You're getting older. When you get older, you have to get sick. Things have to start breaking down. So I better go to the doctor all the time and make sure I'm fine. Deanna watches this model to her when she's little. She realizes it in society. The older she gets, the more those things pop out to her. And then that belief is reignited now at this age, because that's the age we saw it happen. And then our bodies start doing weird things to bring it to our attention. Did you follow that?
I did. Is my knee the same thing?
Yes, and your knee is also about walking forward out of this.
Mm-hmm.
You
walking
know, it's,
on.
Yeah, knees, feet, legs right now, guys. We have to ground ourselves and literally connect our legs with our torso so that we're one unit moving forward. So let's just claim this now, and claim is commanding this. I'm commanding all of my body to be connected into one whole and move forward easily, effortlessly, and joyfully in my power. Is it your right knee?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's your power side. Yeah. You've gotten all the information they said to put it together now, and you've served a heck of a lot of people, including me. So was there something else, honey?
That's it. Just have a great
okay.
day, and thank you.
You bet. So now you know what to do. Move into your power and start going, you know, little subconscious, I love you. But what if we just started telling the new story that in every day, in every way, I get better and better and healthier and healthier?
Yeah.
You know, I get up every morning, and every time I go, oh, my knee, I go, health. I'm just going to think health, right?
Right.
Okay, start working on, and you understand on a subconscious level what's going on now, so you'll be able to deal with it with more power instead of fear. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Well, now, if that didn't serve everybody, boy, we've got a theme going here about moving into our power, in case you weren't tracking that. Wendy in California, you're on, babe.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Shortly after midnight on March the 2nd, my beloved brother David jumped off the highest bridge in the United States of America. And he was 9 years younger than me. And I love him so much.
Yes, but let me tell you, he's already coming through. I don't call myself a medium, but oftentimes it's very clear. And I've got to tell you, I hope this is going to give you some peace, Wendy. He's showing me jumping off the bridge, but his arms are out like an angel. And he says, I'm free, I'm free, I'm finally free. So I know it's a huge loss for you. But he is out of whatever torment, and he was in a lot of torment. Do you know what torment he was in while he was in embodiment?
I think he was very depressed and upset about some things that happened to him many years ago.
Yeah,
and
he just couldn't stand the pain anymore, baby. So he's asking you. And all of us, you know, my father committed suicide, so I empathize with the road that you're on. And now they're reminding me, this is kind of coarse, but I just do what the channel tells me to do. The one biggest gift that I got out of EST back in the 70s when I did EST was they spoke about suicide being the final FU, because they're free and the people that they leave are left to grieve and carry the guilt about it. It's not yours to carry, darling. It's yours to bring yourself into peace and go, if this is what his divine self wanted, I bless him and I support him and I love him unconditionally. wherever he's at now.
Does he know, does he believe that I love him forever?
Absolutely. Unconditionally, he said.
Have I been a good sister to him?
Well, you know the answer to that. In his eyes, yes. In your eyes, no. So whatever you're guilty about, let it go. He didn't do this because of you. He did this because he couldn't deal with the pain this time around. And it was a lesson, he's saying, for him to learn not to create so much pain next time.
So in his, so his point of view is that I have been a very good sister, correct?
Absolutely.
And he worked for Kaiser Permanente, a large hospital medical transcription. And they've been contacted. They do not know that it was suicide yet, but they're going to get death certificate. And I think that he did have a life insurance policy. I'm not looking for one penny for myself. I want to do the proper memorial for my beloved brother. So I found a lot of prescription medication for codeine and for anxiety in his bathroom. And apparently he was being treated, I'm suspecting that he might have been treated for depression. So if they try to get out of paying on the life insurance to pay for his memorial, then my response would be, well, he's not to be held accountable because he was ill and he was being treated.
Okay, this is a legal thing, and the only word they're giving me around this is integrity. As long as your integrity, move forward with it. But there's a doubt in you that you're out of integrity and trying to work the system. So if there's that doubt, then you will not be as successful as you can be if there is no doubt, which is what I told the first caller about her. Guys, if there's doubt, the doubt is in your subconscious. Do you understand? The doubt is in the power of you. As the creator, the doubt is in, I can't stay in love and joy while I do this, and that's what I have to create from. So now they're giving me the Dalai Lama, who said, if you have to sue someone on this plane, sue them, just do it from the state of love.
Okay.
So you need to get some legal advice around this, sweetheart.
I will.
And let them handle it. You're not equipped to go in and argue life insurance policies with a hospital. You want
okay.
to have legal help to do this.
Right. And I want to ask my brother to stay close to me because he's very precious to me.
Yes, and he's saying, then please hold yourself in love and joy because the channel's right. That's where you're going to create, and that's a lesson he learned. He's coming forward to for everybody now and going, look, the message on this show today is the highest message you're going to get. Take yourself into joy and love because the other thing doesn't work. And by the way, they don't give a flying you-know-what if anybody does any kind of memorial. Just know that the memorial is for you, to feel better, and for all the people to come together to celebrate who he was. But they don't really care whether we do that or not. A prayer suffices just as much.
Well, he asked me years ago if he could share my burial plot next to my beloved parents. So I think it is special to him. And
I'm just telling you from the other side. When they get on the other side, all this stuff that's so important to us while we're in embodiment kind of just melts away, Wendy. So do what makes you feel good and do what makes you feel more loving, right?
Yes.
And stay in that vibration as you walk through all of this. Good luck, sweetheart.
And he's coming through this quickly because it was only a few days ago.
Well, there's your doubt. So, you know, take it or leave it. I can only tell you what the channel is giving me, and he very clearly gave me the image of him off the bridge with his arms out like an angel. So, you know, you have to choose to believe it or not. I can't do that for you.
Is he with both of my parents right now?
Absolutely. And I got to run. I got to run to another call, my beautiful person. You have all your answers. Quit doubting. You know, hold yourself in love, Wendy. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Miss Evelyn in Texas, you're up.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm still struggling with the breathing and the congestion, and I've been breathing the life, a breath of life, and so forth. Yesterday, I got a huge earache. Thought I was going to die.
Okay, are you on antibiotics or anything?
No.
Okay, why
and
not?
Well, because I've been on it, and the last time I went to the doctor, they said, well, just take, you know, Mucinex. It takes a while to get over this stuff. And
well,
so,
it is true that there's a lot of viral stuff going around. Okay, again, I'm not a doctor.
I know, yeah.
But how long have you had this now?
I've been trying to get past all of it, the final part of it, for weeks. I've been on heavy-duty antibiotics. I've made, you know, I've got appointments coming up and so forth.
Okay.
When this
so
came
the thing,
up, I'm going...
Evelyn,
they want
you to do everything to build up your immune system, and this is for everybody.
Okay.
Build up your immune system. This stuff is around us all the time. If
right.
our immune system is weak, we succumb to it. If our immune system is strong, we don't.
Right.
Okay. So let go of all those belief systems. Oh, I'm around kids all the time. That's why I got it. Oh, I flew on an airplane. That's why I got it. Why you got it is something compromised your immune system. The biggest thing that compromises our immune system is not being happy.
Okay.
Where in your life are you not happy, Evelyn?
In a number of places.
Okay. Then you've got to look at how can I choose to move into peace and joy and happiness and love. How can you do that? Who do you have to forgive? They're giving it to me in capital letters. There's somebody you have to forgive, yourself and somebody else. And this goes back to Wendy, too. Wendy has to forgive herself.
Well, I would think immediately probably my pretty much ex-husband.
Yeah.
Probably that's, you know...
And what about your dad? And what does your dad and your ex-husband have to do with each other?
Very similar in some respects.
Okay. You know what those are.
Yeah.
Pardon me, they're giving me the a-hole word.
Yeah, well, that's true. Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to forgive yourself for creating that in your life, and you have to forgive them for being a part of your creation and being those a-holes, because this is the biggest thing. Your subconscious is focused on it, baby, and a lot of your conscious is focused on it. So if you really, really, truly want to allow the medication and everything to heal and work for you, then you've got to move into forgiveness so that you can get, you know, you forgive for you. We forgive
so that
we
That's
can
sure.
heal and move on.
And let go.
And let go, yes. Bless him and let him go.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. There's one more. There's a core belief that they want to give you here. Hang on. This page here. Okay. So I'll never be good enough, and this goes for many of the people that called on the show, including the caller who's packing up her husband thing. I'll never be good enough. I'll never be good enough, so I leave me in some way. I feel guilty. I stay angry. And the core of that is I'll never be good enough, to really unconditionally love myself. So I'm going to blame them, right, so that I don't have to move into my full creation here. That's the highest thing you have to know. Forgive them. Stop blaming anybody, anywhere in your life, guys, anywhere. I don't care. Your subconscious is going to go, yes, but, right? And that's your story. Yes, but they really hurt me. Well, yeah, they hurt you so that you could learn a lesson that you're never going to repeat that ever, ever, ever again. So then you get to move on. Move on, move on. I am good enough right now. I'm good enough because I'm the God of me, and I'm going to choose love and joy and happiness so that I can choose health and wealth and success. Okay? That's the highest thing that you want to love your subconscious into knowing, sweetheart. You got it?
Okay, yes.
You bet. Are you okay? I don't want to leave you like this. Are you okay?
No, I'll be okay. I've been crying all through the call.
Yeah, I know. This has been a pretty powerful call today, that they want you to know that they are lovingly, but with a firm hand, guiding us all into jumping over this little ravine that we've come to, okay?
Yeah.
So that we can really get our subconscious on board, which gets our brain on board. It's all the work that we've been gearing up to. So I remind everyone again, subconscious, come along with me. I'm going to give you this thought and this feeling of love around I create me. I want you to know that with me right now. We create me.
Okay,
sweetheart. Take some breaths.
All right. I
and
will.
Go to your love place, Evelyn. Okay?
All right. Thank
All right,
you.
Baby. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you.
I love you too, honey. We're going to Anna in New York.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi,
so
baby.
Much. Hi. So my question is similar, of course, and it's about what's preventing me from receiving? Like, I get and it's gone.
You don't want to.
Okay.
So why do you think you don't want to receive? This is a lot of the stuff we're going to address, too, on the money webinar, so you're bringing in information for that.
Okay.
Why do you think you don't want to receive?
Somebody takes it away from me. I have to give it away. My mother said I had to give it away. She's little. Give it to her. You know, you're the middle child. Give it away.
That's not the biggest thing. So now we're going to a core belief, because I would have said, yep, 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 and the channel's going, nope, nope.
Okay.
Here. Well, that's interesting. We have to explore this. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. I don't have enough energy to receive. What the hell does that mean? Okay, sheet, book, song. Give me a movie.
No Way Out.
Okay. So it just doesn't make sense to your subconscious that you should be able to receive what you want. And you don't have enough energy, the belief is, you don't have enough energy to turn the subconscious around. Well, there you go. Oh, my God. Okay. So what do we want our subconscious to know? Your energy. I'm energy. We're all energy. The whole world, that's all there is, subconscious, is energy. So you and I are the energy that's going to turn this around. I'm giving you that suggestion, that message, that new story. The new story of us is that we are the energy. Therefore, we have enough energy to turn around the belief that I create me. We create me, subconscious. How exciting. Feel how exciting that is. Feel how powerful that is. You know, do some rants around that, as Dana would say. Yeah, those rants are very powerful that she taught us how to do. That it was a huge piece of information for everyone that you just brought in for the webinar. So we're getting ourselves ready for mega shift, right, in this webinar.
Yes.
So our subconscious knows we're the energy together that does this, and we're the energy that accepts the new thought that I create me.
Okay.
That's your answer, baby.
Thank
you. So go
you.
Work with it now. Really go work with it and live in it, okay?
Okay, lots of love. Thank you.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
bye.
My God. This is so exciting to me. I'm going to Carmen. Hi.
Hey, let me tell you,
you have surfaced in my consciousness for the last 2 weeks. So
really?
What the heck is going on?
Well, what an appropriate phone call for everything. I've come across having to release old relationships, and it's again about empowering me. And so I kind of wanted to figure out how that ties into the money. And I'm signed up for the webinar.
Good.
And obviously self-value, because the theme of the call has been very much about giving yourself the value and releasing old relationships that aren't serving you.
Well, okay, and you're in a relationship with money.
That's true.
So you've got to look at what's my relationship with money, and they're going to give you the highest core belief right now. This is for everybody here. Okay, I can't be God. So I'm not.
That again.
Yes. I'm not the creator of money. Well, let me tell you, I didn't go out and work hard to create the windfall from Social Security, but I sure as heck created that money largely due to the principles that we teach and the things that Marilyn had walked me through, that I had forgotten, that I started doing again, and boom, that's how fast it happens. But you
right.
believe, Carmen, that you have to work really hard for it, and if you don't have the plan in place, and if you don't do it, and if you don't push it, and if you don't, you know, manipulate it, it doesn't happen. That's the biggest way not to allow it to happen. You've got to know that holding yourself in joy and love, and yeah, taking whatever steps are made available to you, but first, you've got to hold yourself in the vibration, in the frequency, as we heard at the beginning of the call with the cocktail, you've got to hold yourself in the frequency of joy and love around money.
Okay.
When I say you love money, it goes right to no, baby.
That's so weird. I do love money.
Well, what that means is there's a part of you that loves money, but the subconscious part of you that goes, but dang it, I don't create it, so I don't have any control over it. You don't love that part.
Then how does this tie, or can we tie this into what is physically showing up for me in relationships as far as
yes,
old,
there's one
the
thing.
Relationships are departing, and they're shifting, and they're changing, and it feels like they're creating a space for something new, but yet it's very painful to let them go, and I resist to let them go,
okay.
even though they're not
so,
serving me.
So you just answered your question. You have to get your subconscious on board, and this is our last piece of information for today toward the webinar. We all have to come together and tell our subconscious, hey, good friend, creation buddy down there, it's really easy to let this stuff go. It's really easy to let your story go, subconscious, because I'm giving you a better one. I'm giving you a more exciting one.
Okay.
It's not painful. It's gloriously exciting. To let all this energy go that doesn't work for me and hasn't worked for me for years and bring in new energy of love and joy and support and creation.
Absolutely. But the thing that tied in or that popped in. Right.
There's a but. That's
your
subconscious.
Was the deservability, which I think is the theme today. Like, do we deserve this?
Well, you deserve it if you choose to tell yourself that story.
Right.
Guys, tell yourself whatever it is you want to have happen, whatever it is you want to be. If you want to feel deserving, talk to your subconscious and go, come on, get on board with this. Because the old story that has not worked for me up until the moment of now is that I don't deserve this. So, come on, let's try this new drug of deservingness.
Yeah.
Let's get a high on this instead of getting a high on trying to struggle out of I don't deserve.
Exactly.
So I want you to
work.
I want you guys to work with your subconscious. Love on it. Talk to it like it's your best friend, right?
Okay.
We are creating who we are. Let's create together. And so it is. All right,
so
darling. Whoa. Thank you for that one. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Now, yeah, I'm sorry. It's 9:56 and I got to get the hell off the air. So know that your question has been answered. Please join us for this webinar, because I don't know about you, I want to break open more and more and more around abundance in every area of my life. As you do anything, you do everything. Whatever we understand about money applies to absolutely everything you want to create. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know for sure now, we know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.